Jesus said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." John chapter 15, verse 12. The word love, it occurs some 745 times in the scriptures. I did not look them all up. Google told me that. Happens just 9 times, just in these 9 short verses in John chapter 15. God is love. Jesus is love. He has a lot to say about love, a lot to command about love. This is my commandment, that you love one another. So therefore, this sermon is going to be about love. Yes, you guessed it. I want you to grab your bulletin and turn to the very back page of the bulletin, your sermon notes page. It's just a blank piece of paper. Grab a pen or pencil, and I want you to write down the first thing that comes to mind. Don't think about it too hard. What do you love? And if you're opposed to writing because it's 2018, you can pull your iPhone out, type it in the notes. What do you love? What do you love? Okay, who put God or Jesus? Good, you all get golden stickers. That's great. That is the right answer. You're in church thinking good things. That's good. I want to go a little more personal than that, though. What do you love after God? What do you love? And don't just put down my spouse because she is looking over your shoulder. And that would be a right answer. Yeah, I want to go a little more personal. The first thing that comes to mind, if you could do anything right now, what would bring you or give you the most joy? First thing that gives you joy. I'll share what I thought of when writing the sermon. Budget nights. I know I have a sad life. But on the last day of every month, my wife and I sit down and we plan our monthly budget. We call it budget night. Brings me a lot of joy. I actually do get joy out of budgeting, being on the same page financially with my wife, counting the costs, trying to be a wise steward with the gifts God's given me, although some would call it just being a tightwad. Either way, I love budget night. It gives me joy. And chances are, whatever you thought of, or whatever you put it down because it gives you joy as well. It brings some happiness to your life. But that's not where love is found. This is my commandment, that you love one another. Love from the scriptures, these 745 times that it occurs, it's never about what you get. Love is found only in what is given, what you have to give to others. To give a cool drink of water to a thirsty child is to love. Or to drop everything you have to give a hurting friend a listening ear is to love. To let go of everything that you want so that you can give to another who has need is to love. Love is not budget nights or more things that you get, or more things for you to count or to measure. Love is found only in what is given to another. As you know, St. Paul lists in 1 Corinthians 13 16 adjectives about what love is and what love is not. He lists 8 things that love is. Love is kind or patient. Love bears with the truth. No, believes, rejoices with the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. He lists 8 things that love is and 8 things that love is not. He intermingles them. But to love is to give patience to another, to give kindness to another, love gives this sense of long-suffering for another, that I will bear all things for another, that you will believe all things for the sake of the other, that you will hope all things for the sake of the other, that you will endure everything for the other. It gives to the other these things. Hopes all things, endures all things. It gives success to the other. It will never fail another. Eight things Paul says love is. He never says it's easy. Because this kind of love is not easy. The love that Jesus commands us to give. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. That is not easy. But that is where love is found and what is given to the other, and where true joy is found, the scriptures say. True joy and love is found in what the Lord has commanded you to give. That kind of love, what is given to the other, is desperately needed in our society. We could talk about a lot of different structures in our world where love needs to be given more than received. For the next few moments, I just want to focus on one, though, and that is love needed in the family. I'd like to spend a few moments talking about the love we have been commanded to give in the family structure. Because we don't get these commands out in the world. And the command that we've been given to love in the family is not easy, but it is what the Lord has commanded us to give. So I'll start with the children. You who are 2 years old, 4 years old, 3 years old, 6 years old, you who are in middle school or even in high school, for children, love is to give obedience to your parents. Jesus commanded, children, obey your parents and the Lord, for this is right. How many children wrote down obeying my parents? Next time. That kind of love is not easy, but it is what the Lord has commanded for children to give. To give obedience to their parents, to love them, to cherish them, to honor and serve them. Children, you must listen to your mommy and your daddy. That is to love for the child. And that is where joy is found in what the Lord has commanded. For wives, love is to give respect to your husband as the head of the family. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord, the scriptures command. How many wives wrote down, submitting to my husband? Alyssa. It's okay. That kind of love is not easy, yet is what the Lord has commanded for wives to give respect, to submit, or to trust in their husbands. Wives, the scriptures say, trust your own husbands as to the Lord. Now, as the church submits to Christ, trust Christ, so also wives should trust, submit in everything to their husbands. That is not easy. But it is what the Lord has commanded for you to give. And for the wife, this is where love is found in the family structure. Husbands, love is to give yourself up for your wife. The word commands, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church, and he gave himself up for her. So how many husbands wrote down, sacrificing everything I want so that I can give my wife what she needs? Next time. That kind of love is not easy. Yet the Lord has commanded husbands to give this to their wives, sacrificial love, putting their wives ahead of their own wants, to love their wives by nourishing her, cherishing her, putting her first above his own needs, more than anything else in his entire world. Not easy. But it is what the Lord has commanded for husbands to give, and for the husband this is to love in the family. For widows, love is to give your prayers to God. The word commands a widow is to set her hope on God and continue in supplications and prayers night and day. That kind of love is not easy. Prayer is hard work. Early church father once said, "He who prays works twice." I ask every shut-in member of our congregation, I ask our widows to pray for us, to pray for your families, to pray for your community, to pray for your church, to pray for me, your pastor, to pray for your doctor, to pray for our leaders, our president, for all those who protect us, our police force, to pray for your families, and yes, to even pray for your enemies. To pray without ceasing, night and day, that's not easy. But it is what the Lord has commanded for widows to give, and this is to love for the widow. And for the unmarried, love is to give your attention to the Lord. The word declares an unmarried woman is anxious about the things of the Lord, how to be holy in body and spirit. And that kind of love is not easy. Undivided devotion to the Lord, 100% of your attention given to the Lord, looking to Him alone, setting your mind solely on Him. It's not easy, but it is what the Lord has commanded for you to give. This is love for the unmarried. Jesus said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." That's not easy. And on our own, it wouldn't just be not easy, it would be impossible. We'd spend all of our time loving the things that we get, rather than that which we are commanded to give. We'd forever be turned inward, rather than turned outward towards others. And the reality of our sinful condition is that you do this. A lot. Your love is not perfect, it's far from it, and you fall far short of the love of Christ that He calls you to. And dare I say it, even the love of a faithful Christian, one who's gone to church for decades, who reads their scriptures every day, yet the love they possess looks so worldly. You love what you get, loving the things that give you joy, so much so that these are the things that come to mind first when you're asked what you love. As you look back on what you thought of or you wrote down, you see that it was because it benefited you and not another. And this awareness of your selfishness ought to trouble you, because it's a symptom of how backwards we get love, how broken our love is for one another, how selfish it can be. This kind of inward love, it shows up in ugly forms. St. Paul tells us 8 things that love is not. He says love is not envious. It's not boastful. It's not arrogant. It's not rude. It's not insistent on our own way. It's not irritable. It's not resentful. And it does not rejoice at wrongdoing. Take, for instance, the very first one, to be envious. When another person approaches you or you scroll across them on social media and you're envious of them, what is that? Well, it's because you want to take what they have. You're envious of what they have, and you are not loving them by giving them what they need. Instead, this is the opposite. You are wanting to take what they have. This is selfish. It's love what can get, not love that can give. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. So, return to the place where Christ has loved you. Return to His cross, where the love of God pours without fail. It never fails. His love, it bears all things for you. It puts up in all things with you. His love gives perfectly, 100% perfect and full. He pours Himself out, giving up Himself, laying down His very own life for you. You will find no greater love than that. Even when you were still a sinner with this selfish love, that is when Christ laid down His life for you. If love is founded in the things commanded by God to give, then no greater love can be found than that of Jesus' love, who submitted to the Father's will, His command, to give up His very own life for the sins of the world. Jesus met people who loved Him. He met even more people who hated Him. He met people who admired Him. He met even more who were jealous of Him. But Jesus was willing to die for all of them, willing to lay down his life. Whoever Jesus met, he loved them perfectly. He was perfectly patient, perfectly kind. He gives everything needful to you, and he demands nothing. It's all grace, all a gift, all given to you, all of Jesus. This is love. St. Paul lists these eight things that love is not. He does not say that it is not hard. Love is not easy, but love also in Jesus, because of Jesus, it's not hard. You can love one another, you know. Wives can trust their husbands. Husbands can put their wives first. Children can, must, obey their parents. Widows, they can pray. And the unmarried can give their attention to the Lord. It's not hard to love one another. And this is where true joy is found, in giving what the Lord has commanded, his laws. This is Psalm 1. He delights in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. This is Jesus saying, this is where true joy is found. I say these things to you so that your joy may be fulfilled. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Amen.